Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate in style. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your wife. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poor stirring, hey. Ham and black cake eating. Now this is Christmas, hey.
Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two.
Pick two in the evening.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spads Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spads will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spads Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spads Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Nurse Dia told Paulette that some villagers were making efforts to improve their diet. Denzel advised Kavita to practice safe sex or get on PrEP. Jonathan arrived and he and Denzel had a heated argument. Denzel advised Kavita about the domestic violence hotline. On the way home, Jonathan was speeding and an angry Kavita told him that they needed time apart. As we return, Catalina is at Maurice's office.
Catalina, thank you so much for bringing me lunch today.
It's delicious.
You're really a good cook.
I would have come earlier, but the census takers came.
Oh, how did it go?
I had a little confusion in the area.
What happened?
Well, Miss Margo don't talk to nobody. She didn't want to open her door.
Really?
Yes. Anyway, she son came, and she eventually opened up. And the people were able to take the information.
Oh, good.
And then the people at the coroner, they didn't tie the dog and they know the people they come into.
Hopefully those are minor challenges.
Plus some people weren't even home.
Well, hopefully they have a system in place to return to get their information.
Yeah, just a couple weeks left.
I found the process ran quite smooth when they took my information. The census taker was courteous and the questions were simple. Individual name, date of birth, address, education level, children, basic stuff.
Yeah, the housing part was easy too. Questions about what kind of cooking and toilet facilities we have. If you have any problems in the community like garbage disposal, drainage. Well, you know, I had a mouthful with that.
Yes, because based on the information they received, we should see development in our communities.
Yes, I'm just curious to see what the number will say. I have a strong feeling that if we don't have a million people by now, we're very close.
With all the migrants? Quite possibly.
You realize if all the Guyanese who migrated were to return, we would easily be over that 1 million mark.
Well, some people believe there are as many Guyanese living overseas as there are at home.
I don't doubt it. Anyway, with only a couple of weeks left for the census, I hope they get to count everybody.
It was 8 weeks, right?
Yeah, they started September 15th.
Okay. Babes, I can't thank you enough for this food.
Maurice, it was made with love.
I know. I wanted to talk to you about something.
Okay.
When I told you Zina tried to seduce me, were you surprised?
A bit. It was weird.
I don't know what she's on.
You've been thinking about it a lot?
No, no. It was just weird as you said.
Yeah.
But you know I would never, right?
Never go back to Zina?
Or be seduced, or whatever.
Are you sure?
I had every opportunity to do it, and I didn't.
Well, we both think it was a setup between her and Auntie.
But I'm surprised that Zina would allow herself to be used like that.
Well, at least me and Auntie Myrtle have buried the hatchet.
And that is going well?
So far, yes.
Okay.
I think eventually she'll warm up to you when she sees how good you are to me.
Well, we'll see.
This bar really popping tonight?
Yeah, Shelly. This is a good spot.
Love it, girl.
You know I will only bring you to a classy place.
Cheers.
Well, I want to make a toast to Dion. Congratulations on your new job, my friend.
Thank you, my dear Robin.
So happy for your girlfriend. Congratulations.
Thanks, Christopher. It's all thanks to Shelly.
Well, I always look out for my friends.
Cheers.
So how are you finding the new job?
A bit challenging, to be honest.
I hope nobody ain't giving me girl a hard time.
I could tell that some people a little uncomfortable, but it's only one person who really said anything to me. A lady named Coretta.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Ignatius tell me pull train for fitness.
That's a boss, man.
Yeah. And he say he can get somebody to go in the office to talk to them about tolerance. He ain't encouraging no stigma and discrimination in his workplace.
Lovely. Freedom from discrimination is a human right.
Mr. Ignatius has been very welcoming.
I talked to him. A wife has her ways.
Cheers to that.
Y'all excuse me a minute. I go in and check out this thing over there.
Careful. Ask if you got a friend for me.
We'll see.
Dion is hard for you, date men?
Sometimes, but enough of them just want to hide you.
Oh.
I don't want up on them hiding thing. If you're gonna see me, you don't need to be ashamed of me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Being a sex worker, for a long time it was hard for me to get into a relationship. But Matt was a different kind of man. He didn't care. He said he loves me for me and that's it.
Cheers.
But you still gotta be careful with me up in the bush most of the time. You know what is going on up there.
Matthew knows if he's to go with another woman, he is to use a condom.
It's so nice that you can trust him like that.
You got plenty of faith, Robin. One like me, I probably would have moved to the bush too.
Got the number.
Christopher, that was quick.
And what about a number for me?
Girl, he is Venezuelan and ain't really know plenty people in GT. It's a good thing I know a little Spanish because he ain't the best at English. Hola, como estas?
Soon, all we Guyanese gonna mix up with Brazilian, Dominican, Cuban, and Venezuelan.
Don't know.
Robin, you need to find your way in the bush and watch Machu. Because I sure he having a glorious time with them foreign women.
Shelly, it's 5 years me and this man there. I trust he.
Alright, girl.
Like me, I just be afraid to approach new people because you don't know what they're coming with.
It took a long time for me to find somebody.
Look, I was a sex worker and I never thought I'd meet a man who would want to marry me. But then came Ignatius.
But why are you surprised a man would want to marry you? You're a beautiful woman, Shelly.
Skin smooth like butter.
You gotta tell me who does do your eyebrows.
Look. Y'all stop with all this flattery before me head bust tonight, eh?
Is it true, hon?
Well, we blessed in your own way, yeah.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Cheers.
One of the main reasons I afraid to meet new people is like I always worrying about HIV and other STIs.
But y'all ever had any of them things?
Girl, early on, I get gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea?
It was terrible. I started seeing this green discharge. Plus, don't talk about the burning and pain when I had to urinate.
Them things serious, buddy.
Anyway, I went right away and I get the treatment. I didn't play. One injection that dashed in me and I had to inform all the people I had sex with during that time.
gosh, like you've been with the multitude.
No, but you know when you're young. From then on, I said no sex without a condom ever.
Believe it or not, I had chlamydia. Because I left it untreated for a long time because I was in denial. It left me infertile. Can't get children.
Life, eh?
Yeah, life. Anyway, y'all in there from prep?
I about to go on it.
Well, right now I celibate. No sex. Maybe when I get into a relationship, I can care.
You really should. In no sense, I got a pill that could vastly reduce your chances of contracting HIV and you don't use it.
But PrEP don't protect you from getting them other STIs. So you still got to use condoms.
That's right.
Well, like I said, I always practice safe sex, even though I had a few partners who didn't want to.
You know, some of these people just love to put themselves at risk.
Yeah, sometimes people get caught up in the moment and it's like they forget about condom use.
People need to be responsible and get tested regularly. It's very easy for you to get tested, so there's no excuse.
They even got the self-testing now, where you do it yourself. I even want to go and try it.
You can do it at any care and treatment site. Fast, free, and confidential.
I didn't do a test in a long time. I need to.
But Robin, as a sex worker, you need to get tested regularly.
I just use condoms with all my clients. It's just Matthew.
And I don't understand the part either because, like I said, I sure he in the bush doing the most.
Shelly, what couple you know after 5 years that still use condoms? Is a level of trust you just develop?
Look, you could trust, but you shouldn't be foolish. I understand like married couples like me and Ignatius, but at the end of the day, the man in the bush. And even though you tell he must use a condom, they mean he doing it.
I hear you.
We must protect ourselves first.
Word.
Real thing. Whopping girlfriend, good night.
You make a jump, buddy.
No need to be scared, baby. I'm watching you since you've been inside.
So you follow me out, eh? I just come to take a smoke.
Scene. Name is Sean, but you can call me Usher.
Robin.
Alright, Robin.
If you're looking for business though, I ain't working tonight.
Nah, just looking for a friend at this point.
Oh, why are you wearing a mask when most people inside without one?
Like COVID done?
Well,
I got to be careful. Recently getting over an illness, so I can't put myself at risk.
You really fine though. You always had the size?
For the most part.
Oh, you want to smoke?
Nah. I had to quit smoking because of the same sickness.
What you had? TB or something?
It's just better I don't smoke.
Right.
So you gonna left a number, friend?
Unless you want be a client.
Nah, I just want a friend.
Well, I got a man. Good night.
Good night, Robin.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Say we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. From region 1 to region 10, the whole country. Say we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting. Say it's all about accountability. And everyone has a responsibility. Count your relatives, count your friends and family. She counting you, and we counting we. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the 22 census. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the census. Yeah, we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. From region 1 to region 10, the whole country. Say we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting.
The count is on.